Copenhagen Airport Station, the last stop before Sweden, and for the first time in more than 50 years in Scandinavia, travellers have to show passports. A chest-high fence runs between the tracks to stop migrants from escaping identity checks.
Some of the passengers say that this is a new Iron Curtain, and other passengers say that this is a new Berlin Wall.
That's Michael Randrop, who represents 15,000 commuters who work and live on either side of the Öresund Bridge, which links the two countries. Sweden insisted on security checks after being overwhelmed by migrants. Train and ferry companies were warned that they would be punished with heavy fines if undocumented travellers were allowed to pass. One of the first to be checked, nurse Misha Kamara, heading back to Sweden after a long shift in Denmark.
It's just as if you're living in a foreign country now, you know. Yeah, no free movement, so it is really two steps backwards.
Swedish student Alex Funke agreed with that last sentiment.
It's a huge backward step, because Sweden is a free country and everyone should come, and even if they need help, they should be getting it here or where they can.
The Swedish move alarmed Trine Christensen, acting General Secretary of Amnesty International in Denmark.
What you can fear is that other countries will start to introduce something along these lines, like a domino effect of country after country introducing ID controls.
And sure enough, a few hours later, the Danish Prime Minister, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, responded to the Swedish move by announcing controls along the border with Germany.
We are introducing temporary border control, but in a balanced way, where the police will control buses and trains, but still leave room for ordinary people to cross the borders.
But do you think that you are going to contribute to a crisis further down the line in other countries in the rest of Europe and perhaps beyond?
I think it's pretty obvious that we are in a situation, if the European Union can't protect the external borders, you will see more and more countries which will be forced introducing temporary internal border control. This is something we need to take very seriously, because it will have a negative impact on prosperity. I'm a true believer of the freedom of movement. This is not a happy moment at all. We have invested billions in infrastructure between Sweden and Denmark. We have invested millions in international branding of the Greater Copenhagen region. So this is a step backwards.
What concerns Christensen about the domino effect in Europe is the impact on nations further down the migration trail, such as Turkey, Lebanon and Jordan.
If you continue to see what is happening today, and that is the majority of countries trying to shirk that responsibility, trying to avoid helping, then we will see a build-up of more and more problems and more refugees, and a pressure on the local areas, on the neighbouring countries, which they are not able to bear in any way, shape or form. And if that happens, and those countries start to implode, that's when we'll see a refugee problem that will make what we have today look like nothing at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up, first stop in Sweden, Hylje, and please note that in Sweden we have border control, so please have your passports or other identification cards ready.
Crossing the iconic Öresund Bridge between Copenhagen and Malmö, businessman Tur Erdman. For the past two decades, he's lived in Sweden, where homes and cars are cheaper, and he's worked in Copenhagen, but now he's contemplating moving.
I think there's no doubt this is a great challenge to the Schengen cooperation in Europe, because the whole idea of the Schengen is that we have external border controls, and now suddenly that seems to be breaking down, and each country is raising their inner borders. So suddenly the whole European community, the whole cooperation again across borders seems to be challenged a lot. So I think that's worrisome.
The main ferry route linking the Danish city of Helsingør with its Swedish counterpart Helsingborg has also been hit. The ferry company fears the cost of enforcing the new identity checks will amount to at least $3 million a year. Chief Executive Henrik Røbeck.
On the bottom line, from a cost perspective, and that's the only one we can evaluate at the moment, from a cost perspective, we are quite sure that the first 6 months it will cost us additional 20 million Danish kroner, which is a huge amount. In the long run, there's just one to pay, that's the customer. But on the other hand, We will try to get that paid by the Swedish government, and we have already started that process.
We try to do it in a very balanced way, so trade and ordinary people still can cross the borders, so the impact on the ordinary life is as small as possible.
But is this another nail in Schengen's coffin?
Hopefully not. I mean, what we need now is the European leaders who should respond to this. I mean, we have been pushing and pushing for a European solution. So this is a clear signal that Europe now needs to take decisions which can protect the external borders.
The European Commission in Brussels is trying to calm this border storm and to restore unity and common purpose. But for the time being, individual national interest reigns supreme. Malcolm Brabant, DW, Copenhagen.